Jai Gurudev. This is a series of discourses by Samartha Sadguru Sri Sri Ramakrishna Gurudev on the Super Science of Gayatri, delivered in Bangalore on the occasion of Sri Ram Navratri from March 21st to 28th of March 2007. For more discourses by Gurudev or to learn more about the activities, visit our website www.missionrk.com. missionrk.com. Jai Gurudev.
Something happened in our lives. What we call it as Ugadi. The starting of an era. We don't call it as a new year. We call it as Ugadi. Starting point of an era. You know the difference between an era and a new year? When a great empire is over in history, suppose it is Akbar who was ruling it. When Akbar dies, we say an era has ended. When Gandhi dies, we say the Gandhian era is over. You now understand what we mean by era? Era means a specific way of thinking. And when you say a new era starts, Ugadi starts, without the same process of eating well and probably getting a stomachache or buying new clothes or probably calling the son-in-laws hoping that he will not be a great burden to us. We call the son-in-law because you have to, not because we like him. Because of the pressure it creates. There is nothing new in all these things. Is there anything new? Either you go to your friend's house or friends come to you, or relatives come to your houses. But still we call it Ugadi, bhai. That is what we should learn first. Many of our way of living, even though we do it mechanically, we have forgotten their importance. Whether we go to a temple regularly or not, on Ugadi day we certainly go. Is it not? It is a part of the, let us say, ritual. Why I say ritual, a karma kanda? Because we just don't know why we are going to a temple. When we go to a vidyalaya, you know why you are going. We are going to a vidyalaya to buy vegetables. Is it right? No. We go to vidyalaya to get vidya. We go to a Vaidyalaya to enjoy the weekend, to get medicine so that you may be cured of something. But when you go to a Devalaya, what are you going to? Or why you are going to a Devalaya? Do we have anything specific when we go to a Devalaya? Just because all are going, we are also going. But in Devalaya, we have a very specific solution for three great problems of the world, of the humanity. At least if you get this idea today, you are having a new era. Era means change of thinking process which controls you. You define this, learn this. When you say a new era, a new yuga, yuga means a way of thinking. Kali Yuga, materialistic way of thinking. Treta Yuga, the truthful way of thinking. We don't know what Treta and Dwapara means. We don't know means I don't know how to tell that type of thinking. But you are able to understand Yuga and Era means one and the same. Era means, Yuga means a way of thinking. So in Kali Yuga, all of our thinking processes, in what way it benefits me physically. Is it not, you think, whatever you want to do. Many people come to me and say, you talk about Gayatri, and I have done Gayatri and nothing happened. What do you mean by nothing happened? Suppose, in a village, nobody knows about education. Nobody knows about education. You just imagine. And there, your parents have told that my son is going to be a software engineer. He has a course of 5 years. And you have returned after 5 years to your village, finishing your software course, fully equipped with a double gold medal. I don't know what I mean by double gold medal, but you can understand. What I mean that you are highly read in that, very proficient in that particular topic or education system. You go to that village. And when you went to the village, probably you were a 16 or 17 year old boy. When you come back, you are about 22 years. So the villagers will say, what happened? There is no change in him except probably he has gone a bit. Or maybe he has a bit lean. That's all. That is the change you find. No, he has read very well. Okay, what did he read? You will tell some equation or something. I can do this, I can do that. What will be the reaction of the villagers? Will they appreciate it? You got the point. They can't appreciate it. That's the problem when you come to a Devalaya, when you come to a temple and you start your visits to Devalaya with these material benefits you have got. You should not. You will get material benefits, no doubt about it. When you are reading a course, you read the course. After reading the course, you may get material benefits if you utilize that course into day-to-day life. Is it not? If you don't put your reading into practicality, however much you may have read, it is of no use. It is like a doctor becoming an actor. You won't go to a doctor who has become an actor for treatment, will you? Even he will not say, I will treat you. He said, I have forgotten what I have read. You are following me towards which side I am leading you? I want you to understand the difference between an era and a new year. And what Ugadi we talk about is not a new year. It is a new era. And era means how you think, the undercurrent of your thoughts. For example, a doctor will always think how that particular situation is going to create a disease or how to treat it. So a doctor has an undercurrent of curing diseases. He may be a homeopath, he may be a naturopath, he may be anypathy educated, but the basic thought current of that particular individuals who are reading medicine is to cure diseases and make people healthy. So those who are reading medicine are in the era of medical study. Now you got what is era? Era means which controls you. Engineers, they try to manipulate matter, whether cement or a chip, whatever it is matter. So all the engineers in the world have one common underlying way of thinking, how to utilize this material towards whatever goal it may be, right? So that is engineering era, engineering yuga. A businessman, wherever he is, he will think only about, can I get money out of it? Whether he may be a small vendor or in charge of a religious company, the Ambanis, or the Bill Gates, the businessmen. So the businessmen have what era? The era of acquiring money. It doesn't matter whether it is a day-to-day vendor or a multi-billionaire. That is the era of money making. So whenever we call a Ugadi, a new era, what should happen? Your ideas must change. Your way of thinking must change. In education also we have the high school era. Year after year you finish 10 years, you have finished the era of high school education. Then you are ready for the new era. That was the intermediate. There you decide whether you are going to study the arts, whether you are going to study science, or whatever it is. So that era of intermediate education becomes very decisive, is it not? So decisive that nowadays from 7th class itself, people are preparing for the era to which they have to enter. In IITs, etc., you are starting that way of thinking for IIT coaching, etc., somewhere else in the board. They say they have already started coaching for IIT at 8th class. So, the IIT era has entered into the 8th class also. Am I able to convey to you what I mean by era when I use it? Era means a change in your attitude, the way you think. So every Ugadi for us the Indians is definitely a point where you should change your way of thinking. Are we changing our way of thinking, or probably we are more intensified in our way of thinking? That's where I like this class, because you cannot change your way of thinking or life whenever you want to.
You just can't. You remember that. If you want to go to the next higher class, you will have to give an examination in the month of March and April. Wait for the result. And then if you pass, you go to a new era, new way of thinking. Instead of 8th class, you start thinking in the 9th class, then 10th class, then intermediate. You got the point? So whenever you want to reach a higher level, whether you like it or not, you will have to wait for the month of June, July. You will have to wait. Similarly, if you want a change in your thinking, you will have to wait for Ugadi. You can't change it one day before or one day after. But just as in our daily life, you may join a bit late. Not too late, you can't join a course after 2 months. But you can join a course 10 days later. So we are still in the Ugadi phase. Okay? This phase of 9 days is known as the Navaratris. The 9 days when you can change your attitude towards life, your attitude towards society, your attitude towards family. Your attitudes have a three-dimensional character, a three-directional character, as well as three-dimensional character. There it is written, Janma Mrityu Jara Rogaha. You see that sloka? Trambakam Mahadeva Trahimam Krupaya Shiva Janma Mrityu Jara Rogaihi Piditam Karma Bandhanaihi. So that is where the temple comes in. You enter a temple to conquer three things. The first is disease. The second is old age. The third is death. That is what the temples are meant for. In these few days, if possible, I will give you a bird's eye view of the entire thinking process of how you can conquer these three things. It is a guaranteed process. Conquering these three, disease, old age, and death can be conquered. Many people tell to me, conquering disease we accept. Conquering old age, maybe, but conquering death, we can't. Is it not many, for many of us, conquering death, if somebody talks about it, if somebody speaks that immortality is a certainty, we will look at him and say, poor fellow. But suppose the same thing, you know the history of aviation? People thought you can't fly. And those who wanted to fly and experimented on that were supposed to be lost their brains. But now, it is a fact. Is it not? So the era, the Ugadi, the way of thinking what I want you to change is, from this Ugadi, you accept that you will not become, you will not be attacked by any illness. Never in your life. No disease can hurt you. A temple is meant to be such a seat of education. Just behind, I saw that small temple of Chindikeshwara. I believe that whenever the children become very uneasy, they come there, just have a class. the child is happy. Is it not? You got the point what I am trying to tell you? The temples must become the centers where you conquer disease. Are we coming to temples with that mood? So the first era means the first change is the temples are meant to lead a disease-free life. The next is old age-free. Many times when some calamity falls and somebody dies in the family, many of the friends ask, the first question is, how old was he? If they say it is 20 or 40, they say too sad. If we hear that the man who died is about 60 years of age, what is your reaction? Hona hi tha. So what, as you go towards and above 60, you accept that you are dead. The thing is, you are just only waiting. So how can you be old age free? And not only that, our modern education and modern way of birthday celebration makes you old immediately. 1 year old boy. What is his age? It is not 1 year. You can tell it is 1 year. Why should you add old? What is the age of your boy? 5 years old. You can just say 5 years. Why should say old? The underlying current of our thoughts is we are already old. And because we always talk about being old, we don't know that that is our undercurrent. So even before you are born, you are already old. And you are celebrating it. 1 year old, yes. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. So you are celebrating old age, you are not celebrating life. So that is the next era change. Era means, you understood what I mean by era? A change of attitude. It is just a change of attitude, and it is as simple as that. You know who is the pessimist? Pessimist? Who looks everything in a negative sense? Nirashavadi. And there is an optimist. Ashavadi. They both look at a glass of water which is half filled. The optimist will say it is half filled already. The pessimist will say still it has to be filled half. He is looking what is already been achieved. Then don't you think that in your life you never think of what you have achieved, but you always think about what you want to achieve, and thereby feeling very bad? I heard a story once. There was a very rich guru who always goes to the disciples' houses on plane. So he goes only to the capital cities where there is an air link. So one day the guru from Hyderabad on plane went to Bombay. There a very rich chela disciple came to receive him with his wife in a very costly car. But somehow on that day the disciple's mood was not good. He was not laughing. He was just keeping silent. And the guru, as usual, asking, everything okay, are you good, are your children good? For everything the answer was, The guru looked at the wife. What was it? The wife said, wait, this is not the time to tell what happened. They went to the mansion. The guru, the husband disciple, and the wife disciple. Then there was a phone call. The husband went and to receive the phone call. Now the guru turned to the wife and asked, "What is wrong? Why he is so serious?" She said, "He lost about 50 lakh rupees." The guru said, "Yes, it's a problem, a very big problem, losing 50 lakh rupees. But why is it that you are still in such a normal mood and you are also happy that I have come? You are not blaming that Guruji, you have come and I have lost because of the Guru. Many times we feel the Guru is responsible for our problems. Poor fellow." But the wife was happy saying that he lost, he says that he has lost, how much? 50 lakhs. Then the Guru said, "Why you are not unhappy?" He said, "Because he was expecting a profit of 1 crore rupees. But he got only a profit of 50 lakhs. He lost 50 lakhs, therefore he is glum. And I am happy because he got 50 lakhs profit." You look back in your life. You have an idea of what you already have. And still you want to have some more. Asking for some more is not wrong. Feeling that you deserve it and you didn't get is wrong. The outlook of old age. Do you know old age always thinks that the younger days were beautiful? That is old age. When independence comes, and if you feel that the Britishers' rule was better than our present rule, you are old. Old age is nothing but feeling happy about the past and doing nothing now, but hoping that the future will be good without doing anything now. I'm talking about the era change and the temples. So a temple must be a place where you can be free of your diseases, both physical and mental. And we don't know about spiritual diseases, but there are diseases which are spiritual also, which unfortunately we categorize as physical, like the cancer of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. It is a spiritual trouble. It is nothing physical in it. The cancer of Ramana Maharshi, or the diseases of the spiritual people, they are not the physical diseases with which we suffer. Their level is a bit higher. So anyway, let us not worry about the spiritual diseases. Let us concentrate on the physical and mental problems. So the temple must become the sources of a completely free, disease-free society, both physically and mentally. If you want to be that, you should have a model. How to become disease free? Saying is very easy. For this, the rishis have given a very simple formula. Tat Savitur Varenyam. If you can emulate the sun, you can be disease free. Even modern medicine accepts it. Sunlight kills all bacteria. Is it not? Sunlight gives longevity. Sunlight gives a specific vitamin D whose presence is highly important to cure the three basic diseases which are troubling now. The heart trouble, the diabetic, and the cancer. All this are indirectly related to vitamin D. And how do you get vitamin D? You can't have it in your body. It is only the sunlight, when it falls on your skin, that you can get vitamin D. Are you following what I am trying to tell you? You have a formula to a disease-free life. But when you use it, how? Tat Savitur Varenyam. So there is nothing mantric in it. There is nothing spiritual in it. The Gayatri Mantra's first line tells you about how to be disease free. And this is also means that you are not comfortable. Is disease. So don't say that until you get a temperature of 106 you have a fever. Disease means if you are not comfortable, you are wrong. So that is the first step in life in this Ugadi, where you should decide how to become disease free. How? By knowing what the sun does. Tat Savitur Varenyam. Then the next step, Jara, old age. Just now I told you, old age is a way of thinking. If you think that the past was good, you are old. If you think about the future, that you can make the future very bright, all the darkness which now pervades your life can be, by your own effort, you can make the future illuminating and brilliant. That is youth. You understand this statement? If you can know this, this Ugadi is a very special Ugadi for you. But you have to take the responsibility. If you want to become an engineer, getting a seat is all right. But after that, it is your headache to read the subject, to understand the subject, go through the examinations and pass. So you have that syllabus, Sat Savitur Varenyam. That syllabus is 11-year-old syllabus. What is known as the sunspots. Every 11 years, and sometimes every 22 years, we see some black spots in the sun. And world history shows that there is a recurring 11-year and 22-year cycles of falling down in our way of thinking and then again regenerating. Got the point what I am telling? There is a cycle. You just can't escape the cycle. You have to follow the cycle. And unfortunately, our present day life has missed the bus with the cycles of the sun. You just don't know what actually sun is doing. And even though the biochemistry people say that sun and water is the cause of all living beings, you are alive because there is the sun there. And there is water there. That is why we call it Surya Narayana. Narayana means the house of water. Nara means water, Ayana means house. And we don't know how to use water. But suppose this modern technology of medicine, by some peculiar reason, has lost distilled water bottles. Can you give any injection? No distilled water. No operation. You can't do nothing. You can do only when you have a pure water. And when our rishis said that Surya and Narayana are important, we don't understand that they are speaking the same thing in another language. So the sun, who gives us health and vitality, who makes us disease free, is like a friend to us, is it not? So one of the names of sun is Mitra, the friend of all. And the water aspect is known as Varuna. That is why this Tat Savitur Varenyam is said to be controlled by the two devatas, Mitra and Varuna. it is nothing but a more scientific way of teaching our biochemistry. So when I was teaching biochemistry to my MSc students, I always used to tell them, this biochemistry is a bacha science. The real biochemistry is Gayatri. And when I say Gayatri, don't think I am talking about Om Bhur Bhavasuva Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasadhimi Dhiyo Yanapinno. I am talking about utilizing the powers of sun and water which have been formulated in that form. If you don't like that formula, leave it. The question is not the formula, but the utilization of the formula. Don't you think so? Only saying E is equal to mc square, E is equal to mc square, E is equal to mc square will never give you the nuclear energy. Can it give you? But if you know the formula and try to utilize it, you can certainly utilize the nuclear energy. So just by saying Om Bhurbhuvasuva Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasadhimahi Dhiyena Prachodayat is of no use. No use. It is a formula. Of utilizing what? Sun and water. Sun is also known as fire, Agni. So whenever we do this puja in Devalayas, there will always be a fire burning and there will be always a water in a kalasha. But we should know how to use it. Just having the fire burning there and having the water of kalasha here, what we call as kalasha sthapana, and probably many of you might have started this Gayatri sadhana, anushthana. So whenever we do that anushthana, what do? We have a kalasha sthapana. That is how you have to utilize your water. You know our body is made up of 75% water. The earth is also made up of 75% water. The ratio between land and water for the planet Earth is the same as the ratio of land and water in us. You are following the arguments. I am talking about the Ugadi, and I want this Ugadi to be a real Ugadi for you. So what is it that I want you first to learn? You can become disease free whatever the name of the disease you give. Don't worry whether the doctors say it is curable or not. It is their education which puts a limit to that. They have not learned how to handle cancer. They have not been educated how to handle AIDS. But that doesn't mean that they can't be controlled. Do you think so? If you think so, you are Ugadis. If you say no, I have a very strong belief that our rishis know more about science than all the world put together. And this I am not saying as a fanatic, as a man who loves his country and his ancient elders. But I am talking it as a scientist, as a biochemist who handled classes of biochemistry. And I know what biochemistry is and I know what Gayatri is. Thanks to my Guruji. He taught me what Gayatri is. But unfortunately, many people who are following Gayatri have not understood this sequence. That Gayatri is a formula of conquering these three things. Disease, old age and death. Gayam Trayati Iti Gayatri. That which protects life is Gayatri. That is the definition of it. Gayatri means not a name of a goddess. Gayatri means Gayam Trayati Iti Gayatri. So following the logic of it, the first point is from this Ugadi you are disease free. And whoever comes in touch with you must be disease free. I don't believe in contagious diseases. even though people say there are contagious diseases. My logic is, I think my logic is silly, but we all know that TB is a contagious disease. Do you accept? TB is a contagious disease. How many TB doctors and TB nurses in wards who work in TB wards are affected by TB? Have you heard about it? If TB is a contagious disease, who should become the first victim? The doctor. Because he is always in touch with TB people, continuously, night and day. Next, the nurses. Who serve them? Next, the ward boys. Did you ever have a tabulation that death by TB is more for those doctors who are TB doctors? What does it mean? The mental attitude, because they are in an antiseptic ward, because the TB ward is protected and we are supposed to feel that it is germ free. Do you really think it is germ free? Is it possible? We all have the common sense. Whenever a TB patient coughs, the TB germs come out. But the confidence that we are in a ward, we know how to handle the disease, gives them the safety of being disease free from TB. Got the point? Tat savitur varenyam. If you can be like the sun, radiating health and vigor, no disease can catch it. But you have to learn it. Just by saying and hearing you won't get it. You have to be trained in it. That takes time. But do you know, the moment you join the MBBS course, you are permitted to write MBBS in brackets. So what does it mean? From now onwards you are permitted to be disease free. But you will have to learn it. So this Yugadi, in these 6 or 7 days before the Navratri days, if you have the time and inclination, and if you are interested in the practical aspects also, the last half an hour of the session I will try to give for the practical things, and those who are interested can stay back, and those who are interested in the theory aspect, okay? So from tomorrow, that is what I am going to do. Instead of telling that you can become disease-free, I will try to make you disease-free in such a way that your touch will make others disease-free. It happened. In my life it happened. Many people know it. And those who have been trained by my Guruji, they can make you disease-free by their touch. But they have to learn it. So this Ugadi is very great in that way. You may become disease free if you want to. But many people don't know that many of the diseases are there in them because they want it. Many people ask me, what you say is the most silliest statement I have heard, that people want to become diseased. But take it from me, I will prove it, but not today, that many of your diseases, especially the great disease which is not even now controlled by the great allopath, the running nose, is because you are in a situation which you don't like. The running nose, the body pain, all these are because you are in a situation where you don't want to. If you start liking the situation, go. Next minute you are free of your cold. Tat savitur varenyam. That is what you have to learn by the sun. There are 12 names of the sun, the 12 months, the 12 Purnimas, and the 12 Amavasyas. making a total of 24. There are 12 Amavasyas and 12 Purnimas. And this month, Chaitra, where the sun enters Mesha, is the starting point for the new era. And this era continues until the next Chaitra Masa. And the qualities of the sun change every month. Every month the qualities of the sun change. And if your qualities also change as the sun's qualities change, you will become deceitful. I am just giving you a hint. If you like it, we will continue in the same way tomorrow. If not, you ask and I will go in your era. Either you fall into my era or I will fall into your era. Okay? I was telling about the old age. And I told you old age is nothing but thinking that the past was good. No 8th class student will say that he was happy that he has studied up to 7th class. Will you say it? You will certainly say yes. If you fail, then you feel bad reading the same class. But when you go one step after another step, one year after another year, what are you gaining? Some knowledge. Is it not from 8th class to 9th class to intermediate to degree to the higher levels? So each year, when you are studying, what is happening? Bhargo devasya dhimahi. Bhargo means ignorance, darkness. Devasya means light. So when you have in your brain dhimahi, dhimahi means when you have the knowledge in your brain, dharana. So when the knowledge in your brain is able to remove the darkness that is covering your knowledge, what is happening? You are going ahead. And when you are going ahead, you are becoming young. It is not old age. When you go on developing your knowledge, there is no old age. Old age comes when you stop learning. And unfortunately, by the 16th year, our children stop learning. They are worried about their future. They are worried about what they are supposed to read. They are not worried about learning what they are supposed to read. You are not interested in learning engineering. You are interested in earning a salary. There is no Bhargo Devasya there. You are not interested in removing your ignorance. You are not interested in getting knowledge. You are interested in the pay package you will get after finishing this knowledge. So what happens? You won't learn, but you learn something, a lip service, a few formulas. And then you start searching for a job because you are not confident about your knowledge. If you are confident about that knowledge, you need not search for a job. The second point of Gayatri Mantra industry, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Develop your intelligence and put it inside your brain. Don't leave it in the college. When you become a BSc, you take the knowledge of BSc with you in your brain, is it not? Then only will you are a BSc. If you forget what you have read and leave it in the college, no dharana, no dhimahi. So this is the second era of thinking, how to have knowledge. And literally and actually, in India, We are not worried about knowledge. We are worried about wisdom. Wisdom is sublimated knowledge. Try to understand what this means. You know knowledge and science. You know the difference between knowledge and science? What is knowledge and what is science? Many of you are science graduates. What is the difference between science and knowledge? Anyone?
Science
is the subset. You mean science is a byproduct of knowledge, a smaller product?
Knowledge in practice of science?
Maybe. Not exact. You see, all of us are science graduates. Now you understand what I mean by dhimahi, wisdom. I'm not criticizing you. That is how our system is. And what I want you is within these 9 days, you rise, you understand, and try to be centers of this new type of thinking. Knowledge means what you acquire by, yes? And sit down, sit down. Right. Okay. Right. And outer things, you don't get any knowledge outside? You got his point now. He says that going inside is knowledge and understanding about the outside world is science. Am I right? In India, we have these two words. In Bhagavad Gita, very clearly, the 7th chapter mentions it. Jnana, Vijnana Sahitam. It is known as Jnana and Vijnana. Yoga, of course. Actually, knowledge is what we get by 5 senses. Anything which we get by our 5 senses is a knowledge. And when we tabulate this knowledge, and out of this knowledge, you get the essence of it. It is Vijnana. Science means Vijnana. So you try to understand this. I want you to be scientists in the real sense. Actually, scientists are doing the same thing. They tabulate the data, they experiment. Is it not? Every science starts with an experiment. Welcome. And from the experiment, we observe. Without a preconceived notion. You underline this word. If you can observe what is happening in nature without a preconceived notion, that is an experiment. The experiment followed by observation. And from the observation, we get some inference. So the inference is the product of a large number of observations and a much more large number of experiments. Is it not? And these experiments, observations and inferences in the end lead you to a formula, to a theory, and then to a law. And that law is very simple. The law is always very simple. All formulas are simple. Is it not E is equal to mc squared for nuclear energy? For electrical energy also you have only three letters: voltage, current, resistance. V is equal to IR. Very simple formulas. The entire magic of science we are seeing here, the miracles, are nothing but the formula V is equal to I and R. Is it not? Those who know the electricity know that whether it is a computer or the Faraday's first stages of electricity, all are controlled only by this simple three-lettered formula, V is equal to IR. So how he could develop it? He experimented by his five senses. How can you experiment? You get result only with your five senses. Either you can see or hear or smell or taste or touch. Is it not? So what you can do is you can experiment in the prapancha. Prapancha means five. What are the five? Either you see, seeing includes form and color, you hear it, you taste it, you touch it, or you smell it. So this is the knowledge we get by prapancha, is the knowledge. But if you can experiment on it, do you understand the difference between the knowledge and experimental knowledge? In knowledge, you get what you get by these five senses. But in an experiment, you control the one parameter or all the parameters. You either you control the sound, you control the taste, touch. You are following? So when you are living in this prapancha and you are exposed to the five senses, you are living. You are knowledgeable. But suppose you can control each parameter individually. In one experiment, you control sound. In another experiment, you control touch. In another experiment, you control sight. In another experiment, you control taste. In another experiment, you control smell, sight. Then what happens? This life, you can control by understanding these five parameters. That becomes Panchamukhi Gayatri. The five-faced Gayatri. And when you say five-faced Gayatri, don't think that some woman is there with five faces. When you say multifaceted personality, we use it, is it not? Multifaceted person, does this mean that he has many faces? No, he has only one single face, but he can control each face. And you are also experts in controlling your faces. When you are in the office, you have your own face. When you are with your children, you have your own face. But whatever may be the names of the faces, and whatever may be the numbers of the faces, they must be a part of the prapancha. Either you are controlling the taste, the smell, the vision, the touch, the sound. And that is how we live, prapancha. And Gayantrayatiti Gayatri means, Gayatri shows us how to protect our lives. So it becomes Panchamukhi Gayatri. So when you enter a temple, always remember you are entering a temple of Gayatri. Even here or in any temple when you enter, you always remember that you are entering a temple of Gayatri. Whenever you go to a modern laboratory, you are always utilizing electricity. Whatever it may be, whether you go to a cinema hall for entertainment, you are utilizing electricity. You want your own tape recorded songs or your own specially built-in videos, you are utilizing electricity. In your offices, electricity. In car driving also, the spark electricity must be there, the battery must be there. Got the point? So wherever the modern scientific activities are there, you are entering a place where electricity is being used. Am I correct in that statement? Now you understand this. To any temple you go, it is Gayatri in use. But for us, Gayatri is a five-faced sitting on a swan or a lotus. And when you don't find a swan and a lotus, you say, no, this is not Gayatri. This is some other temple. It's okay. It is some other temple. But the basis, the power which controls this universe is one and the same, and that is Gayatri. That which gives you life. Gayan Trayati iti Gayatri. So in our ancient days, at the age of 5 itself, our children are introduced to this concept. That is what is known as the Diksha, Dvijatva. Dvijatva means, now you are not a part of this 5 sensory world. You are now a controller of this prapancha. You are a scientist who can control these 5 facets of life, who can control this world. So when you talk about Shiva, you are talking an aspect of Gayatri, the annihilating aspect of Gayatri. When you talk of Brahma, you are talking about the creative power of Gayatri. And again, remember, Gayatri is not a deity. Gayatri, this Yugadi, if you can get this concept about divinity. Divinity is life. You always remember. Divinity is life. And this life can be mirrored in many ways, can be utilized in many ways, just as the same electricity can be utilized in so many technological instruments. This is working on electricity, the tube light is working on electricity, the fan is working on electricity. And all your modern appliances, you can number them. It seems that Edison has invented 999 inventions, one short of 1,000. And all based on electricity. Your telephones, your mobile phones. So this thought process, that divinity is life, and because you are alive, you have divinity in you. This concept, if you can get into you this day and remember it throughout your life, my purpose is over. If you can understand that you are divinity, life, and what is life? That which can be controlled by the 5 senses. Gayam Trayati iti Gayatri. Gayam means pranas. Trayati means which protects. That is Gayatri. So whenever you enter into a temple, try to understand, to realize that divinity, that life principle in you. Many people say, how can I do it? I don't know the process. You know the process already. You are already putting it in use, but unfortunately you are not using it here. Somehow you don't want to use it here. When you are being educated, what are you doing? When you are in the classroom, what are you doing? Can you tell me what are you doing? You are just sitting quietly and hearing. Is it not? You hear in the 7th class, you get that knowledge. You sit in a medical class, you get the medical knowledge. You sit in an engineering college, you get the engineering college knowledge. Am I clear? So what do you want to do, or what do you do, or what you should do? Three topics. What you should do, what do? When you are trying to learn from a teacher, what do you do? You do nothing. If you do something, you will not learn. You should stop everything and just hear. Just hear. That's all. You hear and you get that knowledge. But when you come to the temple, are you prepared to hear, or you want God to hear your petitions? Oh God, give me this. Oh God, give me that. I don't say you don't ask. Ask. If not God, whom will we ask? But I am telling, we are aged enough, matured enough to understand that probably if you hear what God says, you know more. You will get more. But unfortunately in the temple, that atmosphere is gone. So we'll have to bring it back. So whenever I speak in a temple, I always ask the trustees, at least give few hours, stop other people coming there, let the sadhakas sit there and hear what the God says. But are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared to sit and hear? No. Because you say, okay, I will sit. What am I supposed to hear? If you know already what you are supposed to hear, then you need not hear. That is what I say. If you already know what you are going to hear, what is the use of sitting here? If you already know what the teacher is going to tell you, what is the use in sitting in that class? So following it, I am talking about Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. How to remove the dark patches in your brain? Dark patches means ignorance. You don't know about a topic, you are ignorant of the topic. And how do you get the knowledge of the topic? By hearing it. Just by hearing it, is it not? It is as simple as that. But one thing is more. Just hearing it is not enough. Remembering it also is enough. Very important. That is where our Indian rishis said two words. Smriti and Shruti. Shruti means hearing. Smriti means remembering. And I know many people reading Shrutis and Smritis, neither hearing nor remembering. But they read the Shrutis and they read Smritis. Even though the name says that it is 8 here. We'll stop it now. Audience, can I continue for 10 more minutes? Okay? Right. So the first is to live a disease-free life. Tat Savitir Varenyam will help you. To be young in heart. To go on getting knowledge. The Shruti and Smriti aspect of Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi will help you. And the last one, conquering death. It is possible. I myself have seen cases where people almost on the bed, ready to die, getting up and leading a very vigorous life. It is only a process of dhiyo yo naha prachodaya. What you learn from the sun, tat savitur varinyam, and what you heard and remembered, bhargo devasya dhimahi, must be implemented. That is the meaning of this dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. Let that motivate me to do good. For this motivation, Indian culture gives you, Indian, not culture, I should say the Vedas. Indian Vedas
give us two very beautiful formulae. One is rebirth, reincarnation. This birth is something which is linked from many previous births, not only like human beings, as animals also, as plants also, as minerals also. And then this birth continues. We don't know how many lifetimes. So this is the first thing. When you want to act, this is the first question which comes to your mind. How am I to act? If these 10 years only is my lifetime, I should act in such a way that I could get maximum out of these 10 years. But if I have lives to live which you cannot escape, then your activities must be based on such a premise that you are going to live life after life. Therefore, your activities must be controlled by a greater lifetime rather than a smaller lifetime. Again, you try to understand what I am telling. Suppose we have only 5 years to live. We will not join a course which will take 5 years to complete. Why? Because if it takes 5 years to complete and you are going to live only for 5 years, what is the use of finishing? Got it? So what you are supposed to learn depends on how much time you have. You have many lifetimes. That is what our rishis say. But we don't know it. And some people are very proud to say that they don't believe it. I say it is not a question of belief. If you say, I don't believe that when you jump you will fall down, it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, if you jump you will fall down. So it is not a question of belief. It is a question of knowing and understanding. Let us not be fools in saying the great scientists, our rishis, are fools. They knew what they are talking about. They proved what they are talking about. So don't say I don't believe. Believe is, I don't say I believe, I say I know. Whether you know or you don't know, that is the question. At present we don't know that there are many lifetimes. The electron, the modern scientist can't see an electron. He knows the logic, because when he puts a beam on it, it jumps. It will not be there. Therefore, you can never see an electron. But does it mean that there is no electron? Because the proofs are in these magics, in these miracles. So how can you say there is no electron if you can't see? I am not putting an argument. I am saying, in science, you don't question, you accept. When a scientist says it is thus, you accept. And in our culture, in our Sanskriti, when you say, I believe, it is known as Shraddha. So you should have Shraddha. Shraddha means you accept what the elders say. I am not going to question them. So those who knew what is life, what is Gayatri. Now you understand, when I say Gayatri, I am not at all talking about a deity. I am talking about your life. That life which is coming out of you in 5 doors of perception, the 5 indriyas, your Panchamukhi Gayatri, I am talking about it. So the first point, we have life after life. We are here from a long series of life, and we will continue through a long series of life. So on this we must have Shraddha, faith. We Indians have it. But when you know this, then what you should do? Your activities must be in such a way as if you have many lives. Is it not? Are you understanding? This is the era change I want. If you want to understand the power of divinity, if you want to understand the technology of temples, any temple,
And when I say any temple, all temples are the temples of life. The temples of Gayatri are the temples where you are taught how to utilize your five senses in such a way that you can control your life string, the past as well as future. And remember one more thing, you can change your future. You accept it? All of you accept it? You can change your future. But our rishis say you can change your past also. You can change your past also. A dacoit. If you believe in the Hindu principle of karma, the second principle, one is the continuous life cycles. The second is karma theory. As you sow, so shall you reap. If you accept the karma theory, Valmiki must go to hell. You know Valmiki? A very good dacoit. But what happened? By certain practices, he could change his path. And he became the author of a great science known as Ramayana. It is a science. Now that endocrinology is gaining momentum, you can understand that Ramayana is nothing but endocrinology, the Shat Chakra theory in practice. Now you know at least that much, that Ramayana can be linked with endocrinology. And by endocrinology I mean the way you act. Because all our actions are based on endocrine secretions. If the secretions of pituitary gland are more, you will become very tall. If the secretions are low, you become a dwarf. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. So let these two, what these two? Light and water, fire and agni, will remove your diseases. Bhargo devasya dhimahi. You hear and remember it. What can it do? It will change your past so that instead of going to hell, you will go into heaven. And my Guruji used to say that Gayatri has come down on earth not to take you to heaven, but to make this earth a heaven. You understand the change? You are not going to heaven. You should make this earth a heaven. So with this background, and I have given you a very sufficient background, and if you are patient enough, you can work out the formula yourself, how to use fire and water for health and of course for active living, and how to get knowledge by hearing and remembering Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, and then how to utilize this in daily life, so that wherever you are, that particular part is heaven. Right? So with this background, tomorrow I will go a bit detail into my Guruji's life, how he practiced all this, so that we can just imitate him. You need not do anything, you just follow the life of the master, because each master says, my life is my message. So with his life as a message, from tomorrow we will go into the deeper aspects of Gayatri in the way you want it. So you come, be prepared with questions. Okay? So that let us not be hazy. Let us be very particular how this is going to be useful in your personal life. Okay? So Jai Guru Dev.